It's a very good question. I think it's impossible to write a history of gay liberation without writing about the individuals who made it up. But the truth is that gay liberation, by its nature, was a movement which avoided, even rejected, leadership. So there isn't a long list of famous names. It was a grassroots movement. Grassroots, by definition, is it was a social movement, which by definition erupted from civil society. It emerged within civil society. Yes, it had people who came to identify themselves as gay, lesbian, bi, trans, intersex, social backgrounds. Most people who were active in the very early stages tended to be from working class, lower middle class backgrounds. They tended, certainly in England, to be first generation universities. So a large number of university educated, so a large numbers of students or people in the early stages of careers which needed university applications. There were artists, there were librarians, there were doctors. It was a whole mass of individuals. But the actual founding moment at Stonewall, it was a bar in Greenwich Village. Its regular clients included gay men, included transvestites and transsexuals, some butch lesbians. It was very ordinary as a bar in New York City at that time. What made it remarkable is that on that particular occasion, I should have said, it was a bar that was being protected by the mafia, like many bars in New York City were at that time. In other words, the bar owners paid the mafia to keep trouble away and also to keep the police away. The police were essentially bribed not to raid it. But occasionally, they raided it just to show they were still in the game. And on this particular occasion, it had been raided many times. On this particular occasion, at the end of June 1969, the clients fought back. And that sparked off, it lit the torch on grassland which was already dry, ready for a fire. And I think all the preconditions were already there in New York City. The legacy of the civil rights movement, the legacy of the black militancy, the new black militancy, the beginnings of the women's movement, the opposition to the war in Vietnam, all these were already radicalizing a particular section of young people. And they were the ones who essentially were inspired by that moment in June 1969, and the Gay Liberation Front followed from that. And it was similar in Britain, in the sort of people involved.